At this time of year, when everywhere we look, Americans are tempted by fattening holiday treats, many of us are resolving to lose weight in the new year. So stepping on a scale is no fun, unless you're the Columbus, Ohio artist who has hopped on to thousands of them over the past 38 years and loved every moment of it. Christopher Steele collects scales, not the ordinary bathroom models on which we must suck in our bellies in order to look down and read. He has traveled the country, buying more than 200 vintage penny scales, the heavy, upright kind that were once a fixture on street corners and in stores, train stations, and public restrooms across America. Of course, the scales in many ladies' rooms were often deliberately set to record readings 2 or 3 pounds lighter than true weight in an appeal to vanity. Beginning in February, Steele will exhibit 50 classic models in the Lazarus Building in Columbus, once one of the lavish downtown department stores where one would find several of these heavy cast-iron scales. The name of the exhibit? The American Way, spelled W-E-I-G-H, as in, how much do you weigh? Penny scales were the first vending machines. Most not only gave you your weight, but also dispersed candy or gum, or cards with horoscope readings, trivia quizzes, even pictures of Hollywood stars. Vending machine companies placed and maintained most of the public scales, splitting the profits with those who owned the spaces. Christopher Steele says that in the 1930s, at the height of penny scales' popularity, before their price went up to a nickel, then a dime, then a quarter, and before cheap bathroom scales were available for every home, Americans dropped more than 10 billion pennies into these colorful machines each year. Did we say colorful? Some of Steele's machines are shaped like soda bottles, gas pumps, and the Mr. Peanut advertising character. People collect all sorts of things, from thimbles to twine. But why penny scales? I love fine design, Americana, and mechanical things, Christopher Steele says. One can still find a few penny scales, costing a quarter or even 50 cents, in places like taverns and truck stops. They're a novelty, no longer corner landmarks. This time of year, maybe that's just as well. I'm Ted Lanfair.